and a white butter bean, and then there's, you can get a large butter bean and a small butter bean. You buy them according to the seed.
What do you call the kind of beans that you eat the pie and all?
That's snap bean.
And what are the kind of greens that you use besides turnips, or like turnips?
Mustard and collards and cabbage.
So you say we're going to cook up a mess of
greens.
And what do you make a salad out of?
You talking about a green salad or a potato salad?
A green salad.
Lettuce and tomatoes, if you want to. You can put celery in there. And then if you want to make cabbage would be a slaw.
Well, now, if you had, if you wanted to use lettuce and you didn't have any, you might say, go out of the store and get me two...
Tomatoes.
But talking about lettuce, two, what's a lettuce?
Heads of lettuce.
And, now, do you ever use that word, like, for even jokingly or anyway, talking about children? Would you say, she has, if you say, if you have two boys and three girls, you have five...
young ones.
Would you ever use head?
Five head of children. No, I never have used that word. I don't believe I've ever heard children called by head. Now we got a 10 head of hogs, or my husband says that, I've got 10 head of hogs.
What about anything else you could call heads? What about cow?
Well, yes, he'd say I've got 10 head of cows, We would refer to hogs and cows.
Well, now, if you had like seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a what of children?
A house full.
Have you ever heard the word passel?
He's got a whole passel of young ones, yeah.
What does that mean?
Just a whole bunch of them. He's got a whole passel of hogs.
Well,
I've never seen that word in print. I don't even know how to spell it.
Is that a certain number? Is five a passel?
No, it's just a whole lot. That means that he's just got a house full of them, or he's got a whole passel of hogs. He's just got a pasture full of them.
Well, how could you use it in any way besides like hogs and children?
He's got a whole passel of food in his house. Oh, he's got a whole passel of stuff in his garden.
So you can use a lot of different ways.
And I hadn't heard that word in a long time.
When you pick corn, what is the green covering you have to take off the ears?
Shucks. Or the husk. No, the shucks. You got the husk in. That's the silk.
That's the silk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you husk the silks off,
mm-hmm.
And you shuck the shucks.
Well, husk it means to get it all off.
So husk it means just take off the shucks and the silk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kind.
Now we say I've got to go shuck some corn. That's what the word. We would use. I've got to go shuck some corn.
But you take
that means you get everything off the corn, the silks and the shucks.
Oh yeah. Well, what's the kind of corn that's real tender you can eat off the cob?
A sweet corn.
And do you know any other names for that?
No, I don't.